So I've been using the WordPress interface, obviously, since I've moved my blog across onto WordPress. And I have to say, I think the guys at HappyCog, which is Zeldman's company, have done an amazing job at creating a very intuitive, easy-to-use, pleasurable interface. And in actual fact, I've now stopped using MarsEdit, which was the blogging software, desktop blogging software I was previously using, and now moved across entirely to using the online interface, which is blisteringly fast thanks to Google Gears. The point I wanted to raise, however, wasn't, you know, the lovely interface design, but was a detail of that. And the detail that I wanted to raise was about buttons. When you insert an image into WordPress, you get a pop-up box and you fill in the details and all the rest of it. And then once it's uploaded the image, it asks you whether you want to insert or cancel. And what I love is the intention that has gone into the insert and cancel buttons. It's only little things, but it's things that make an enormous difference. There's two things I want to highlight. Number one is they're positioned at opposite ends of the pop-up dialog box. So it says insert on one side and cancel on the other. And this is great because it means you can't accidentally click on the wrong one. So often you put those buttons are put next to one another and you mean to press insert, but you press cancel instead. Not so on the WordPress blog. Second thing is that the insert button is on the left-hand side and the cancel is on the right, which is consistent with the user interface of Windows and the Mac. So that it's familiar to users, and so your instinctive reaction isn't to go to the wrong button when you mean to go, you know, when you mean to insert, you don't go over to the cancel button because the cancel button's where you expect the insert button to be. So thinking about these kinds of details on an application that's being used day in and day out is really important. And I'd encourage you to think the same way in the design of your own web applications. But even if you have a website and you have a form that uses submit, make sure you don't put the cancel and submit button next to each other. And in actual fact, I would doubt whether you actually need the cancel button at all, as users can just hit back if they want to get away from what they're currently doing. There's no real value in adding that, and certainly not to be added where it could be accidentally clicked on.